Some residents of Wisconsin have a definite answer to a big question. How's the financial crisis affect me? They have an answer because they live in five particular school districts outside Milwaukee. Those districts made a big investment that seemed like a good idea at the time, and that unexpectedly bad investment tied them to economic trouble around the world. This week, NPR, in partnership with the New York Times, is exploring that transaction as it looked at different people involved. And this morning, we get the view from Wisconsin. We're joined by two of the minds behind Planet Money, which is NPR's team looking at the economy. David Kestenbaum is here in the studios. David, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
NPR's Adam Davidson is in New York. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And David, you're just back from Wisconsin. What did these school districts invest in exactly?
Well, the school districts, they say they had no idea really what they were buying. I went to Whitefish Bay High School, which is right by Lake Michigan, and I talked with Sean Eady, who runs the business for the school district. And he told me that he thought they were basically buying really safe corporate bonds, except then things started to seem kind of funny. They hired a lawyer who hired a PhD economist who went through the 3-inch thick document describing what they had bought. And he told me he remembers sitting in the superintendent's office across the hall and learning that they didn't own what they thought they owned.
My heart just sunk. I mean, it's one of those times where you just absolutely got sick. How did we get here? We don't invest in these things.
That's Sean Eady with the Whitefish Bay School District.
Okay, so what had they invested in?
It's a synthetic collateralized debt obligation.
Oh, thanks. Now it's all clear, David. You can go home.
It's actually not that hard to explain. It's sort of like selling insurance on houses that are kind of near the coast. So most years, that's totally fine. You don't get any hurricanes or anything. You get a little money from the people to insure their houses. But right now we have a financial hurricane bearing down. So it's like the houses haven't been hit yet, but they're really hoping the storm turns away. Otherwise, they could lose everything.
And just to be clear, you're using a metaphor here.
They're not insuring.
Big companies is what they were insuring, rather.
Right. They're insuring like Anheuser-Busch, Bank of America, their bonds. That's what they're insuring.
And Steve, this is Adam in New York. If I can interject.
Please.
Usually when someone is selling insurance, they know it. Their State Farm or Allstate or whatever. That's one of the fascinating things and the troubling things about some of these new assets like credit default swaps and CDOs, that these school boards could actually be functioning as insurance companies and have no idea that that's what they were doing.
And these boards had hundreds of millions of dollars to throw around, as well as a broker or somebody advising them how to invest it? Is that what happened?
Well, they did the Wall Street thing and they borrowed $165 million from a foreign bank to do this. It was leverage, what we've been hearing about, one of the things at the root of this crisis.
Oh, because they figured we've got a good credit rating, we're a school district, we've got these property taxes to draw from, we can borrow and make money again.
Right.
And who told them to do that?
Well, they got a pitch, basically, from a guy who'd been advising them for a while. I drove across town to talk to the broker to see what they had to say, and I met with David DeYoung, who is Senior Vice President and Managing Director of Public Finance. The place is called Stifel Nicolaus. He said the schools had advisors go over the investment, and he says they signed documents saying they understood the risks.
We take no joy in any customer's investments losing value. But we are in unprecedented times. And, you know, investment portfolios in every segment of our economy throughout the world are being affected by global events in the credit markets.
Let me stop you for a second, David Kestenbaum, because you are reporting this in conjunction with the New York Times. And I read in my New York Times over the weekend that there was tape of the broker essentially telling the school district or telling one of the school districts, don't worry, you're going to get a check every 3 months. You don't have to worry too much about this unless there's just an unbelievable, unimaginable catastrophe.
Here's a little excerpt you can listen for yourself from the Whitefish Bay school board meeting.
Wait a minute. Who's talking here?
This is David Nowak, who used to work for that brokerage firm you heard from.
Basically, we have four Wall Street firms that we're taking bids from. What's the best investment we can get the highest yield on a double-A credit? It's a collateralized debt obligation, which I'll get into a little bit.
It's actually really hard to listen to them just because it seems so boring. It's like when you see school board meetings on, you know, local TV or something. Mm-hmm. It's really actually hard to pay attention to it. And then you think, wait, no, there's $200 million at stake here, and this could all go very, very wrong. I have to say, listening to this tape, there's mention of the risk, but they are not told that if a certain number of companies fail, they will lose everything. So that part is not made clear. The school boards are suing, And there are other tapes and other documents out there, but on this tape, the whole insurance part of it is not laid out very clearly.
So how much trouble could you be in if you're a school board and you borrowed $165 million in order to invest it somewhere else? Could they lose all of this money because they're insuring companies that turned out to be in trouble?
Yes. They could lose it all.
All $165 million?
Yeah, so they're actually just like reading the paper every day saying, oh, I hope some big company doesn't decide it can't pay off its debt, because then otherwise, you know, at some point we go off a cliff.
So they made this bad investment, and they did it with borrowed money. So let's turn to NPR's Adam Davidson for the next part of this story. Adam, what happens to the bank that they borrowed it from?
Well, this is how the story spreads across the Atlantic. They borrowed it from a bank called DEPFA, which is an Irish bank that specializes in this kind of local government financing all over the world. And DEPFA had a lot of trouble with places like Wisconsin. This story was repeated again and again. And DEPFA came very close to collapsing just a few weeks ago, and that almost threw the entire German economy into chaos.
Why the German economy?
DEPFA is one of these banks that sort of exists in the ethereal world of global banking. I mean, it happens to be physically located in Dublin, but it could be anywhere. But its parent company, the company that bought it a year ago, is a German bank. When DEPFA got in trouble, the Irish government said, not our problem. And so the German government looked at this and thought, oh, my goodness, if DEPFA goes down and they bring their parent company down, Hypo Real Estate, one of Germany's biggest banks, then that will destroy the German economy. So actually, Germany had to step in and save this Irish bank, which was in trouble because of municipal problems in the U.S.
So you have trouble with companies, which leads to trouble to Wisconsin school districts, which leads to trouble for this Irish bank, which leads to trouble for its German parent, which leads to trouble for the German government. And what
happens
then?
And then you have trouble back in the U.S. because DEPFA was so big in helping local governments raise money to build hospitals and schools and sewer systems and the like, that DEPFA's collapse or near collapse means that it's just plain harder for local governments all over the U.S. to get money. It means there will be fewer local services all over the U.S. as a result of this crazy global chain of dominoes.
Adam, because municipality after municipality is affected by the shortage of credit, not to oversimplify it, but does that mean that if I have extra potholes in the streets around me next spring, I can say that it is in some degree because a broker sold a bad investment to a Wisconsin school district?
That is part of the problem. And then part of the problem is just that municipalities all over the U.S. tied themselves up with this global web of advanced finance that just all went bad.
NPR's Adam Davidson, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
He's joined by NPR's David Kestenbaum. Thanks to you.
You're welcome.
They are both part of Planet Money, a blog which you can read, as well as a podcast which you can find at npr.org. And you can also hear more about this story on NPR's All Things Considered on Friday.